picking up the house?
No. I wonder if that.
Okay. Say if she's sweeping, the thing that she would use, you would just call that a
broom.
Alright. And this expression, say if I'm looking for broom, I can't find it because it's in a corner and the door is open so that I can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
In relation to the door, you would say the broom is where?
Behind the door.
What if it's in back of the door? Did you ever say that?
I've heard it. But I've been almost acclimated to use standard English practically all of the time. My mother was an English teacher.
Oh, yeah. You got drilled in that, huh?
Yeah. Well, I'll drift off and, you know, just talk like people, as they say. But, yeah. Whenever she's around, like when she gets in from her program at church now, she hears me talking about anything. If I make a grammatical error, she'll always correct me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Say when all of your dirty clothes accumulate, you'd say it's time to do what?
Wash. Wash the clothes. It's time to wash the clothes. Do the washing. Do the wash.
Mm-hmm. And to get the wrinkles out, it's time to
iron or press.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Iron the clothes, most of what we say.
Is there one word that would take care of that whole operation? Time to do the...
Doing the laundry.
Yeah.
Doing the laundry, yeah, I suppose that's...
Mm-hmm.
We used to just really say washing and ironing.
Washing.
Do the washing and ironing.
Dildo?
You don't do much ironing now. No, everything is wrinkled from the
fresh. My goodness, it's
wrinkled
fresh.
Yeah.
Okay. In order to get from the yard to your front porch, I had to climb the...
Steps are just steps. That's mm-hmm. That's what we call it.
Okay, now inside.
Inside is stairs. Yeah.
And you would call that area out front the
porch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Any other name?
Veranda.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's about all of it.
Okay. Have you heard gallery?
I've heard that, but I. You know, I heard older people using that, mm-hmm. and I never could understand what they
were
saying. Well, no, I don't know what they were saying, gallows, and I thought that meant something about
mm-hmm.
something entirely different,
yeah, right.
You know. So I didn't know what, I've heard a lot of, heard them use a lot of words that I didn't quite understand, and when I would ask them to say it slowly, they still would say it,
mm-hmm.
or saying something that I, when I looked it up in the dictionary, was
mm-hmm.
something altogether different,
mm-hmm.
so I,
yeah.
confused about that.
But a veranda is just a synonym for the word porch.
Porch, yes.
Like, have you ever seen houses with porches that went around on the sides also?
Yeah, I have. Now, you won't hardly find many people in Kosciuszko saying veranda. In Jackson, I've been in certain areas of the town where they refer to it strictly as veranda, veranda. Maybe it was just the college community saying that. Maybe they were just doing that to, I don't know. Well, yeah, maybe.
Okay. All right, this expression, if I walk in the room and I leave the door wide open and you don't want it to stay that way, you ask me to do what?
Well, there are several different ways. The most polite, I would think, would be, will you please shut the door? Please close the door.
Mm-hmm.
Shut the door, I'll close the door.
Mm-hmm.
But you can, some people say, do you live outside?
Mm-hmm. Born in a barn?
Yeah, you born in a barn.
All right. On frame houses, the outside, the wood, usually constructed something like this. Overlap,
mm-hmm.
like that? Do you have a name for that?
Well, working in carpentry work, these are boards with lap joints.
Mm-hmm.
It's a special groove in the wood like that that lets it overlap like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the only thing. We're doing a job right now, the carpentry work, and just a lap joint.
Lap joint.
Mm-hmm.
Ever heard weatherboarding?